So let us proceed with our main agenda item. So item number two is the confirmation of the terms of reference. So the Secretariat has tabled the terms of reference of this task force of the last term for members' reference. So actually, the terms of reference for the three geographical task forces are essentially the same, except their respective geographical coverage. So at this first meeting of the new term, and as a matter of formality, I wish to ask members to raise any comments or suggested amendments, if any. Paul?
Chair members, what I'd like to propose is that we make clear in the terms of reference that we are here to implement and support and do our work in line with the harbour planning principles and the harbour planning guidelines, which have been promulgated since 2007. It used to be, as part of our terms of reference, when we were HEC, and I think we should make sure we make it clear that we work along that we're here to implement them. So I suggest that in line with the harbour planning principles and guidelines is going to be added on to the opening paragraph that the task force on the harbourfront developments in Kowloon, etc., will assist the harbourfront commission in the following areas with respect to harbourfront developments in Kowloon, Tuen Wan and Kwai Ching in line with the harbour planning principles and guidelines, and then A, B, C, D, E.
Right, clear. Thank you. Nick?
Chair, I was actually going to raise the same point, and I think it probably applies to the four sets of terms of reference. We probably ought to insert planning principles, harbour planning principles, in all four terms of reference if they're not there. Clearly it is part of our remit. That was just one point I wanted to raise. The other point I wanted to raise, and it relates to a debate we're going to have, discussion we're going to have with LCSD and New World later. You'll see under C, we are to advise on suitable management models, so that is very pertinent, I think, in the New World case. And also, we are to advise on and organise public engagement activities. And one of the comments that's been made about the New World case is the absence, if you like, of full public engagement. But I just draw those two roles to the attention of members because I think it's relevant to that particular item. Thank you.
Thank you. I think both are very valid and good points. So if there's no objection, can I ask the Secretary to further consider this and perhaps to circulate the draft?
Yes.
Proceed?
Yes, thank you, Chair. Since the proposed amendments would have a cross-geographical implication, so I would suggest after this meeting, we circulate the proposed changes to all four sets of terms of reference and then circulate to all members, and then we get endorsement at the HC main meeting, and that is a more proper way of doing it, I guess. Thank you.
Thank you. Paul, you want to supplement?
As I got my coffee, I was listening to Nick making his statement, but I was wondering what that meant in terms of any changes to the harbour, to the terms of reference, or whether this was...
I was not suggesting any change. I was just drawing members' attention to those particular terms.
Okay, so we deal with that under the next agenda items.
Yeah,
thank you.
And perhaps I think the word public engagement activities could be somehow considered in adding and modifying subclause C, but that will be subject to further discussion and circulation. Paul?
Yeah, no, I think that is right. I mean, from what we have seen now with the New World case, is that it's not clear to the harbour unit when is it the task of government to engage the public and when it's the developer to engage the public. And I think we have to get more clarity about what we do and when and who does it. And I think we have to get more specific about that. I think we were not so clear as New World went ahead with their proposals and the LCSD went ahead without consultation. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Good. So we would comment on the revised draft. As long as the principles are agreed here, I think it's okay for us to proceed. Okay, with these two suggested changes, can we confirm and endorse the rest of the terms of reference? Okay, any other comments?